This evening we'll begin looking in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 9. Real familiar passage of scripture during the Christmas season. I'm interested in verse number 6. The Bible says, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. We look at Isaiah chapter number 7 and verse number 14. And we read, Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And we flip over to the Gospel of Matthew. In verse number 21 of the first chapter, the Bible says, And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sin. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God is with us. I want us to pray, and the Lord would bless the message tonight. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to open the Word of God, Lord, to look into your Word, Lord, the encouragement, Lord, and the help that we can receive, Lord, from your Word. Lord, I ask you to touch us, Lord. Help us, Lord, just to serve you, Lord, and magnify you, Lord, and uplift you. Lord, we're thankful tonight that your name is Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. We thank you, Lord, that your name is Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, I ask you to bless this time. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. I want us to look tonight in Isaiah's, the 9th chapter in verse number 6. And the Bible says, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful. We find here this verse 6 starts off, For unto us a child is born. In this portion of the verse tonight, it refers and gives reference to the humanity of Jesus Christ. And we know Jesus to be 100% man and 100% God. The Bible tells us in John's Gospel, the first chapter, in verse number 1, it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in verse number 14, the Bible tells us, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We are thankful for the humanity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We see here the next portion of this verse is, Unto us a son is given. This refers to his deity. Jesus was given to us as a gift from God, even though, no doubt, we find in the first portion of this verse the humanity of Christ. He was 100% man, but we see here in this next portion that his deity has brought to our attention that Jesus was given from God, that he was 100% God as well. And that is where we get a wonderful counselor from. What better counselor is there to have than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that himself went through trials, himself went through valleys experiences, mountaintops experience. What better counselor is there to have than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And then we look, it says, the government shall be upon his shoulders. This speaks of his strength. And this reference, his millennium reign, when Christ will rule the world as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I do believe that will be a day, no doubt, in the near future when Jesus Christ will rule and reign in this world. The Bible tells us that. There's no question about that. Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But when we go on down in verse number 6, and this is where we want to begin looking tonight and meditating in verse number 6 on a few words we find here in this passage of Scripture. It says here, his name shall be called. There is five names for Christ that are given to us in this verse. And notice what they are. First of all, we read across that word, wonderful. That word wonderful means a marvelous thing. When you and I begin to think about Jesus, what is there more marvelous than the Lord Jesus Christ? We read the next word we come to, and that is counselor. What a marvelous counselor we have in him. He never led us wrong, and he never will lead us wrong tonight. You can get help from his counseling. You can get help from his word. As we find here that his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor. Then we come to the name, the Mighty God. The Mighty God. There's not been another God this evening that has been able to do what our God has done. For we can look in Moses' life, what he did for Moses as he parted the Red Sea and allowed the Israelites to go through on dry ground. What a mighty God that is. When we think of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, how he took care of all of his children and the Word of God. When we think of Mark's Gospel, the 5th chapter, as he helped Jairus' daughter, that 12-year-old girl, raised her from the dead. What more of a mightier God is that? Or when he went down to Mary and Martha and raised Lazarus, their brother, from the dead. What more mightier God can you ask for this evening? He made the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. What a mightier God is there tonight. And most of all tonight, he saved our soul from a devil's hell tonight. I want to say this, there's not a piece of wood out there would do that. Buddha or Muhammad tonight cannot save one from a devil's hell, for they're there tonight. But can I tell you tonight, what mightier God is there that is sitting on the throne tonight, ruling and reigning, has everything under control, nothing is taken by surprise, and that is our God tonight. We have a mighty God. Then we read the word, the Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father. He has no beginning and he has no end. He's an everlasting Father. You think about this evening, an everlasting Father, one that has no beginning and has no end. For in John's Gospel we read we read that he, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And the verse 3 says, and all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. You think about an everlasting Father. The Lord Jesus Christ put you and I in his plan. What better God is there than that? Then we come to the name, the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. And the angel told him there that thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And when we think about the name Jesus, they sing the song, Precious Jesus. When we think of Jesus, what is there more wonderful than Jesus? What better counselor is there than Jesus? What more mightier God is there than Jesus? There's not another everlasting Father except Jesus and the Prince of Peace. There's not another source of peace that is everlasting, but it only comes from the name Jesus. When we look here in verse number 6, and the Bible says, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Jesus, how wonderful is he. His works was wonderful. You think about there when the disciples had just a few fish and a few loaf of bread, and Jesus took that small amount and lifted it up to his Father and blessed it, and he fed over 5,000 men, not counting women and children. And that is wonderful. His works was wonderful. His words were wonderful. His words were wonderful. You remember in John 8 when that woman was brought to Christ in the act of adultery, and Jesus said, "Woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee?" She looked at him and said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." All his words are wonderful. You remember that man there, that thief on the cross, looked over to Jesus and said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus looked at him and said, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." What better words? His words are wonderful. This wonderful, his name shall be called Wonderful. This is one of about 256 names for our Lord Jesus that is found in the Word of God. We said that word wonderful means a marvelous thing. It also means wonderful. It is above that which is ordinary, unique, and different. You think about Jesus Christ and his life that he lived here on this earth, and you think that his name shall be called Wonderful. It is above that which is ordinary, unique, and different. And when we think about him as wonderful, we must think about the birth of Christ. The birth of Christ was wonderful, for it was above that which is ordinary, unique, or different. For here, there's not another birth that has ever took place like the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was born of a human, of one human parent. And that was a virgin named Mary. His bed was a manger, which is a feeding trough. Think about that tonight. When Mary wrapped Jesus in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, that swaddling clothes is what they used to, is grave clothes, what they used to wrap the dead in before they put them in the tomb. And Jesus was wrapped in swaddling clothes because he was born to carry out the purpose and the plan that was before the foundation of the world, and that is to die for mine and for your sins. And as Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes and grave clothes and laid him in a feeding trough, in a manger. You think about that tonight as she laid her son in a feeding trough, the souls of men that Jesus Christ would feed spiritually. For he is the bread of life and the living water. You think about his birth is unique tonight. His birth is above, which is an ordinary. His birth tonight was definitely different. For when Mary laid her son, her precious son, in that feeding trough, that one day that she would watch her son die on the cross of Calvary for her sins. And not just for hers, but for the sins of all of his people would he die for. You think about she laid him in the cradle, and one day that Jesus would go to the cross of Calvary to save men from their sins. We looked at the word wonderful. There's nothing tonight that should be more wonderful than the Lord Jesus Christ. When you and I go into this Christmas season, what should be on our mind more than the Lord Jesus Christ himself? There's nothing more wonderful than him. There's nothing more marvelous than him. For his name shall be called Wonderful Jesus. The Counselor Jesus. The Mighty God Jesus. The Everlasting Father, Jesus. The Prince of Peace, Jesus. There's something wonderful about his name. The name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Acts 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus, what a wonderful name. Jesus, what a name that is above ordinary. Jesus, what a name. What wonderful that name is. For the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter number 2 and verse number 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And Isaiah prophesied, and his name shall be called Wonderful, a marvelous thing. I don't know about you tonight, but I can say that Jesus is a marvelous thing in my life. He's a marvelous thing around this time of year, for our focus should be on Jesus Christ and worship him and worship him this Christmas season. For why? Because he's wonderful. Why? Because he's a mighty counselor. He's a mighty God. He's an everlasting Father. And he is the Prince of Peace. You thankful Jesus Christ is marvelous in your life? Oh, what a counselor, a wonderful counselor is he. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are wonderful. Lord, you are marvelous. Lord, that you are a counselor, Lord, like no other. Lord, you're a mighty God. You can do that which is above ordinary. Lord, you can do things that seem impossible. Lord, you make them possible. Lord, we thankful, Lord, that you are the everlasting Father. Lord, you have no beginning and you have no end. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are the Prince of Peace. There's not no peace nowhere else other than you. We thank you, Lord, for all you have done for us. In Jesus' wonderful name we do pray. Amen.